I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, you'll meet Amani Latif. He's a graphic designer, the production manager at Toledo City Paper, but he also owns a digital comic book website called Peep Game Comics. They sell exclusively works by African-American comic book creators and publishers. Now, it's most likely not surprising that a man who created a website dedicated to comic books grew up loving them.
To my advantage, I lived a bike ride away from a comic book store. On the weekends or whenever I had, you know, money to spare, like I would ride down to the comic book shop and not just buy the popular books, you know, the Marvel and DC stuff. I would dig through the dollar bins, you know, anything, because as an artist, I was always looking for art that intrigued me. So I was always picking up any number of different books. So that's how I definitely started off as a fan of comic books.
Growing up in Toledo during the 90s was not a bad time for comic book lovers, especially if you were looking to find diversity in comic books and their creators. In 1993, the comic book company Milestone was created. It was distributed through DC Comics, but the creators were African-American artists and writers who believed that minorities were underrepresented at the time. So most of the characters created by Milestone were black superheroes.
That was a very inspiring moment, because actually me and my friends, like, not only were we buying a book, so then all of a sudden we were trying to put together our characters. So we were drawing, you know, characters. And then another thing my father did, there was only one black bookstore here in Toledo, but this was a place called Unitas Bookstore. It was on Junction Avenue. He made a point to take me to this bookstore, and it just by chance that they had a comic book called Brother Man, by a guy named Dawood Anyabuele. I couldn't find this in a regular bookstore. You know, he was making a point to, you know, reach people of color where they were. And then, of course, towards the end of the 90s, all that stuff, like, you know, disappeared.
In 1997, Milestone, due to a decline in sales, closed down the business. That comic book store that Amani used to go to as a kid also closed down. And Unitas, the black bookstore that Amani's dad visited, also closed its doors. And this issue is at the heart of the debate or myth around why there are so few black comics and so few black comic fans.
Why is it so hard to find black comics? What I have found is that these comic book shop owners, most of them aren't willing to take the risk on not just black comic books, but a lot of independent books, period. So it doesn't help that, you know, black comic book creators are in a niche, within a niche, you know. Number two, those shops don't see a lot of black comic book fans. So those shops, even if they wanted to take a risk on a book, there's no way for them to gauge it, because they don't have those people that are coming in their shop regularly. And they're not located where a good number of African-Americans are. So most of the shops are either out in the suburbs, quite a distance away from, you know, large populations of people of color.
So accessibility is really the main culprit in the decline in sales of black comics by black customers. If they can't access the book, then companies stop supplying them, believing that there isn't a market to sell to in the first place. And this disconnect between the buyer and the seller continues to this day. In early spring of this year, David Gabriel, the senior vice president of sales and marketing at Marvel Comics, was asked about the evolving tastes of the comic book customer. He responded by stating, quote, "We saw the sales of any character that was diverse, any character that was new, our female characters, anything that was not a core Marvel character, people were turning their nose up against. That was difficult for us because we had a lot of fresh, new, exciting ideas that we were trying to get out, and nothing new really worked." End quote. So instead of looking to big comic book retailers like Marvel Comics or DC Comics, Imani decided to set up a system of his own.
I thought maybe I could figure out a way. As a graphic designer, I already knew how to build websites and things like that. And this is like 2014. E-commerce is very easy to set up online. So I actually reached out to Dawood Anyabuele. His books were one of the first books we carried on the website, which was really great too. So that's how the website got started. And through those contacts, they were vetting me and introducing my website to other creators, and they were submitting their books, and it just sort of snowballed from there.
Today, Peep Game Comics has about 200 titles on its website. It represents 60 independent creators and has about 600 registered users. and Imani only hopes to grow from this point forward.
We could have an impact, not just nationally, but internationally. I like that idea that, you know, what I'm doing here in the States has been extremely impactful, but I can only imagine what it would be like once I introduce what I'm doing to, you know, the African continent, places like Tanzania and Kenya. What I'm trying to do right now might seem very difficult when I'm trying to convince, you know, a lot of traditional comic book fans to buy these products. But it might be a totally different scenario once I introduce this platform to an audience that is very, very much in search of Black comic books from African Americans. When I think about the next 5 years, that's one of the biggest goals, is that being able to, you know, introduce my platform on a global, more of a global scale.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. Imani's choices for the next episode of The Rough Draft Diaries include
Jason Kushma, Athena Kokovos.
Ah, yeah, okay. Third one is Reggie Peacock.
You'll have to tune in next time to find out who I pick on The Rough Draft Diaries.